Hello again, folks. I've been watching the emerging technocracy force itself upon us recently, and I found myself trying to understand the logic and reasoning of the people who are busy creating it. It's architects, if you like. Usually it's a dull Malthusianism, arguments for the greater good and so on. But this is simply an answer to a question that they themselves asked, not us. This is to confuse the form and the actuality. I mean, what is the thing in theory and what is the thing in practice? And what it is in practice is a system built on crude incentives. And what's interesting about this is that we can compare another arena where people who think in terms of algorithms, programs and data have also constructed worlds. One of them is social media. Social media operates like this too. Likes, clicks and shares are the honey. That for the big corps, participation and ad revenue and wider power are their incentives. Our incentives are the social approval that we get on social media. But social media is boring to discuss, and I've done it before. A much more interesting area to explore is the video game. But before we get into that, let's just recap where we are. Pretty soon, I'm going to be blocked from going to the pub for a pint because I haven't done what was required of me by the technocrats. There's more places, but I'll just stick with the pub. The flip side of this is the people who have done what was required of them and now they have the ability to sit in a pub and I don't. This is to say that a door has opened for them which hasn't opened for me because I didn't unlock the achievement. China's social credit system, as I noted in my video on it, is this drawn out to its logical conclusion. Every aspect of life has been gamified, and now we're getting it too. What I find interesting is that the technocratic mind, the mind of the computer program, the mind of data and the algorithm, is reproducing in the real world what they have created in various forms and guises in the digital space. The Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution and all the rest are literally resetting the real world space in accordance with the forms of the digital space. When I was a young man, a game came out on the PlayStation 1, which sort of gave me age away and shows how out of touch I am with modern video games, which I haven't played for years and years. But nevertheless, there was a truly mind-bending game came out, which I remember called Soul Reaver, which was part of the Legacy of Kain series. Some people may know it. It's one of those forgotten classics which was intelligent and memorable when video games were going through their golden age. The Legacy of Kain series played around with Nietzschean ideas of free will and the eternal recurrence, time loops and time traps and paradoxes, determinism. But what made it really different was the layout and mechanics of the game itself. Soul Reaver didn't have levels or stages like normal games. Instead, what you unlocked was abilities. The main character, who was called Raziel, was brought back from the dead and plonked into a grim gothic horror world hundreds of years in the future. He wasn't out to rescue a princess, he was out to solve existential questions. I mean, yeah, it was fun stuff. To progress through the game, you had to unlock abilities such as the ability to climb certain walls or to swim. But this meant that areas of the game you'd already passed through became of interest again because you remembered that there was water there or a wall you could now climb. But this only resulted in yet more puzzles and obstacles. So the game didn't really progress as a normal game should. It looped back on itself like some paradoxical labyrinth. At the heart of the narrative, though, was the question of free will. Raziel was brought back from the dead by, let's just say, higher powers, each looking to sway the path of history. The real question being posed is how can a genuine expression of free will manifest itself within this web of manipulation? And we can see this labyrinth being constructed before our very eyes in our world today. Block by block, rule by rule, algorithm by algorithm. You've been caught in the rain out walking and feel like having a couple of pints at the nearby pub till it goes over. Sorry, but you haven't had the booster. You didn't unlock the achievement to gain access to that level. People now speak of going on holiday abroad like it's some supreme achievement, the defeat of a major boss. And in a sense, it is. The tests have to be negative, the jabs have to be up to date and in order and the right ones. And all it has to be locked into correctly into your new digital ID. Achievement unlocked. Well done. Now that you've unlocked your digital ID, the next round begins. How much of a carbon footprint do you have? How big is your house? How many meat products are in your smart fridge? It's okay, we already know that. Or, as Pink Floyd put it, what did you dream? It's all right, we told you what to dream. Humans have always been controlled. They've always been subject to the pressures and influences around them, which is why so much of liberal individualism is junk. Once the controlling factor was religion, probably the healthiest one too. Here, God's will and judgment was the deciding factor. To be really cynical about it, we could describe it as living within the panopticon of the Almighty. You will be judged on moral grounds, on being good. Next, we got the realm of political ideology, which in many ways was a bloodbath centred on the increasing absence of God. Now you would obey and be influenced by political power, ideology. What is the best way to live? How should society be organised? Should it be organised for the greater material wealth? How can that be achieved? Still though, a person could live nestled within the mass society as long as he obeyed the dominant ideology, and even Bolshevism had a human face. In a certain respect, the technocracy is attempting to recreate God, to reset, so to speak, humanity before the all-knowing, all-seeing, supposedly benevolent algorithm. Before the Enlightenment, man would stand alone to be judged by God. In the mass industrial society, he'd be one of a million political entities or constructs. In the age of the technocracy, he will once again stand alone before the all-knowing and all-learning AI and await his judgment. That judgment mainly being the whims of programmers at Silicon Valley, for now anyway, until the AI learns a little bit more. These programmers view the individual human as nothing more than another set of digital information, biological algorithms and such. They can be manipulated and incentivized into making certain choices they set out beforehand. The mouse in a maze will scurry toward the peanut, but here's the problem. The mouse never decided that he wanted to be in the maze in the first place. The problem we have now is that we do not yet know how far the new gamified society will go in imposing itself on us. In other words, we don't know yet if we will have the choice to opt out of the game itself. And this is where we find ourselves now. The problem the technocrats face is free will, but it gets weirder still. Because once you've volunteered to enter the digital maze via ID passport, you will have an infinitely greater supply of goods and services at your disposal, and your freedom of choice will be far greater. In our modern materialist way of thinking, you'll have more freedom. To use your free will at a higher level and decide not to play in the arena will result in you having fewer choices and freedoms, if you're allowed that choice. Within the grid, there's another paradox. The more compliant you are, the more freedoms you will be granted. It's quite literally slavery equals freedom from Orwell. And this is why I was reminded of a long-forgotten video game called Soul Reaver. The superstructure is the same, but in the game, Raziel's motivation was to understand and unravel the higher forces which were manipulating him inside his labyrinthine world, to find a way to express and impose his will upon the gothic dystopia of the setting. But at least the character is, in the end, dealing with conscious entities. How does it work for the conscious individual to present themselves not before God or other humans with ideas, but a sea of code and data? And what's more, that sea of code and data do not recognise you as human, with everything that entails, but simply they see you as an extension of yet more data and code. It sets the incentive structure that forms your daily routine and living habits, all the way down to the contents of your fridge and the temperature of your bath. The algorithm will be feeding every shred of information about your life into the cloud and will eventually be able to predict what you're about to do before you even decide to do it, based on its own records. But once again, this relies on humans being routine-driven robots, not the emotional and unpredictable creatures they really are. In other words, the problem is...
choice. The problem is choice.
It's always funny how these themes pop up in certain forms of pop culture, but The Matrix was 20-odd years ago. What about today? Have they managed to solve the problem of free will and choice messing up their carefully tuned super systems?
This danger can be stated in the form of a simple equation, which I think might be the defining equation of life in the 21st century. B times C times D equals R, which means biological knowledge multiplied by computing power multiplied by data equals the ability to hack humans. R. If you know enough biology and you have enough computing power and data, you can hack my body and my brain and my life, and you can understand me better than I understand myself. You can know my personality type, my political views, my sexual preferences, my mental weaknesses, my deepest fears and hopes. You know more about me than I know about myself. And you can do that not just to me, but to everyone. A system that understands us better than we understand ourselves can predict our feelings and decisions, can manipulate our feelings and decisions, and can ultimately make decisions for us. Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals.
And so the technocracy is solving the issue of choice and free will at its root, within the human mind itself. And they're getting close now, folks. Very close.